It is the 80s Underground, KSCU Santa Clara, your underground sound from 1989. That is the band Caterwaul, one of the many fine releases on IRS Records digital release going on for the next month. As I mentioned previously, IRS Records is unearthing almost their entire catalog of artists from the 80s and early 90s. They were, of course, a pivotal label launching many, many cutting-edge modern rock artists throughout the 80s and into the early 90s, including that band from L.A., Caterwaul. That track called The Sheep's a Wolf, which was on their Pen and Web album, released by IRS Records in 1989. Also in that set, we had Four Against, which was not on IRS Records, but still a cool band from the Midwest. I played you a track called Sabres from their December album. And speaking of Four Against, I'm going to try to get an interview with that band. I've been corresponding with Harry Dingman, the singer, from that band, and a Minneapolis label called Words on Music about a year ago released the entire catalog from the band Four Against for the first time on CD, and that's cool to have because it's a batch of great sort of post-punk inspired music done by a band from Lincoln, Nebraska, of all places. So that's cool. It's cool to see these labels coming out of the woodwork releasing stuff on CD format that was previously only on, like, you know, cassette or vinyl and things like that. So throughout the second hour of the show today, I'm going to be playing you more stuff from the IRS digital release, including stuff from, what else am I going to play for? I'll probably play some Concrete Blonde and a band called The Reckless Strangers, also The Balancing Act. Might play some Let's Active for you, another IRS band. And also The 3 O'Clock. I think I'm going to play you some of them as well. So it is the 80s Underground. We're moving into the second hour. If anybody wants to get in a request, the phone number here is 408-554-KSCU, 554-5728. Please check out the show on MySpace at myspace.com/80sunderground. I will have a podcast of today's show up there for you to download and check out. So please go visit that later on today or this week. myspace.com/80sunderground. That is where you need to go for that. Again, the phone number here, 554-KSCU. It is 10 o'clock, and I'm here with you until 11. And right now I'm going to play you another band from IRS's digital catalog release. This is a band, very obscure. They only put out a couple records for a short-lived career in the mid-80s. They're from Minneapolis. They're called Beat Rodeo, kind of a rootsy rock, jangly pop kind of band that never really went anywhere, but they did get far enough to put out a record on IRS back in 1984. And here's a track from it. This is Beat Rodeo on the 80s Underground.
When they ask me now about you, I say we're just friends. But do they know that there's somebody new who means to say?
Just friends. on hanging back. You're jamming the frequencies.
The 80s Underground, KSCU, some great underground roots rock there for you from Green on Red, going back to 1983 in their Gravity Talks album. We had some Beat Rodeo before that from the IRS digital catalog. It's 10:07 here on the 80s Underground, continuing in roots rock fashion with the band The Jet Black Berries. Here you go.
Take the big town. Smile and refuse to take.
It's the 80s Underground on KSCU. '80s Underground, KSCU. There you go, another golden underground oldie from 1988. Another lost track from the vault of IRS Records. IRS, the cutting-edge record label from the '80s, is releasing most of their catalog thanks to teamwork with Capitol Records, and that is one of the bands they're releasing there for the first time in digital format. The Reckless Sleepers, featuring Jules Shear. Was in that band singing the track there called If We Never Meet Again from the one and only Reckless Sleepers album released on IRS Records back in 1988. And yeah, over the next month, IRS, with the help of Capitol Records, is releasing a multiple CD set of stuff from their glorious history, and a lot of which I've played already, but bands like Concrete Blonde and Caterwaul, Lords of the New Church, General Public, The Flesh Tones, Wall of Voodoo, it's all being released in digital format. So pretty cool stuff there. And we'll be playing a few more of things from the IRS vaults in the remaining moments of the show here. I'm with you till 11 o'clock. It is the 80s Underground, all 80s, all indie. That's what this show is all about. Before Reckless Sleepers, we had a band from New York State called the Jet Black Berries. They were previously known as New Math, kind of an obscure post-punkish band, and they evolved into the Jet Black Berries through the mid to late 80s, becoming more of a kind of an Americana, twangy, rock, pop kind of band. And the Jet Black Berries from 1988, their Animal Necessity album is what you heard. I played a track called Tore Up in the Tracks. And before Jet Black Berries, we had some Green on Red and the song Blue Parade from their Gravity Talks album, and also some Beat Rodeo, another track from the IRS digital catalog, Beat Rodeo, the Minneapolis band. And the song I played for you was called Just Friends. So there you go. It's 1018 here on KSCU, the request line 408-554-KSCU. That's 554-5728. Going to play you another underground nugget here from the KSU Vinyl Library. I don't believe I've played this band before. They are from Cleveland, Ohio. They are a three-piece rock trio called The Reactions. This isn't too bad. See what you think. It's your underground nugget of the day, number two. This is The Reactions from 1986. Enjoy.
This violates every canon of respectable broadcasting.
The 80s Underground, KSCU, Santa Clara. Yeah, some great underground power pop from the late 80s right there. That is the Dang Trippers from 1989. And their one and only album that they put out is called Days Between Stations. There for you. When Time Runs Out, the track from the Dang Trippers. Great. Love that song. Great band. From the Midwest. I think they're from Kansas City, if I'm not mistaken. Before the Dang Trippers, another underground nugget of the day for you from a band called The Reactions, also from the Midwest, from Cleveland, Ohio. They put out a record here that I found in the KSU record library called Cracked Marbles. And Don't You Care was the song I played for you from The Reactions. That was before the Dang Trippers there. It's 1025 here on KSU in the 80s Underground with you till 11 this morning. Unearthing tracks from the IRS digital catalog, which is being released and foisted upon the public for the first time. A lot of tracks, not all of them. Some of the IRS catalog, obviously, like, you know, REM and the Go-Go's and more common bands like the English Beat have been released on CD format. But some of the more obscure stuff is not. And I've been playing you tracks from it. Another band that got their start on IRS records was the LA band The 3 O'Clock. And I'm going to play you a track called Her Head's Revolving, which was on their 1985 album Arrive Without Traveling. And it is one of the tracks on the IRS digital catalog sampler. Here you go. It's the 3 o'clock on the 80s Underground, KSCU Santa Clara, your underground sound. It's the 80s Underground on KSCU, resurrecting all your favorite has-beens.
Expect it never.
1980s Underground, KSCU music from Let's Active from 1986 for you, and music from the 3 o'clock also in there before that. It's 10:32 here on the 80s Underground show, bringing you music from Soul Asylum now from their 1988 album Hang Time. I remember the video for this song. It's pretty cool. Anyway, the song is Cartoon, Soul Asylum, in the 80s Underground, KSU.
Question for everything is so picture everything. So many nights like these, yeah, she's nothing at all. And he used to dream about simple things. The daily papers would keep him one day behind. Yes, he's got a doubt about everything. Still says. Such a common place. How could he ever forget such an uncommon face? A smile that promised eternities, while all she could ask in return was for some of his time. And she's got an answer for everything.
C80s Underground, KSCU, great underground band there, relegated to total obscurity through most of the middle of that decade. The Winter Hours from New York City, they put out a couple of records and an EP back in the mid-80s, including that one right there from 1986. It's an EP called Wait Till the Morning and a song there called Island of Jewels from the New York band Winter Hours. Very REM-inspired kind of band. But great stuff. Really like that band and a cool discovery here. I found out about them about a year or two ago. They got some records here in the KSU Vinyl Library. Before the Winter Hours, some Soul Asylum for you. The song Cartoon from their Hang Time album from 1988. Also some Let's Active and the 3 O'Clock in there for you as well. 20 minutes left on the show. I'm here with you till 11 this morning. It's 10:41. Anybody want to get in a last-minute request? Phone number here is 408-554-KSU. 554-5728. Please check out the 80s Underground podcast page and playlist link through my MySpace page. You can go to myspace.com/80sunderground, 80s Underground. I will have a podcast of today's show there that you can download. So please stop on by later today and check that out. Right now I'm going to play you a band that I don't think I've ever played on this show in my 6 years of doing this. And they put out a couple of good records, and I'm surprised I haven't played them yet, and I I'm a little remiss, but better late than never. The band is called Rank and File. Sort of a, I don't know how you would classify these guys. Sort of rootsy, twangy, somewhat country-ish. I don't know. It's just rock and roll. It's Rank and File. This is from 1984. Enjoy. some music from Rain Parade on the 80s Underground, KSCU, from their 1984 EP, Explosions in the Glass Palace. You Are My Friend is the name of that song there from Rain Parade. It's 10:48 here on the 80s Underground. Coming up after this short break, I got some music from REM. Stick around.
Caitlin is a real student with big dreams.
I knew I needed help paying for college. I've always wanted to be a teacher. I used to make worksheets for my friends to do. No one ever wanted to come over. My guidance counselor told me about federal student aid, and my mom helped me fill out the free application. I got the grants and loans that made school possible. My name is Caitlin. I'm going to be a special education teacher. I'm going to live my dream.
Are you going to college? Find out more at college.gov.
Meet the faces of influenza, groups who should be immunized every year.
I have a chronic medical condition.
Asthma.
Pregnant during influenza season.
We live with a baby under 6 months old.
In the group 6 months through 18 years.
Age 50 or older.
Care for someone at risk.
The American Lung Association asks, are you one of the faces of influenza? I'm Christy Yamaguchi. See your healthcare provider about getting vaccinated. It's a safe and effective way to prevent influenza. Visit facesofinfluenza.org.
People think saving money is hard, but really, it's easy. It's as simple as changing a few spending habits. For free tips on how to save the easy way, check out feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Yes, the 80s Underground, KSCU. Music from New Zealand there, a band called the Drongos, which are always fun to dig up and play every once in a while. One of those records I discovered several years ago, the KSU Record Library. The Drongos from 1984. It's a nice sort of basic modern rock sounding band there. Not too bad. Nothing groundbreaking, but a good listen. Ghost Ship was the name of the track there from the Drongos. We had some REM before that. Going all the way back to their Chronic Town EP, the first album recorded by the band REM. Boxcars, Carnival of Sorts, the track I played for you. Also Rain Parade and Rank and File in that set for you. Just a few minutes shy of 11 o'clock. I got to get on out of here. And remind you once again to check out the 80s Underground on MySpace and download today's podcast. It'll be up there later on today at myspace.com/80sunderground. 80sunderground is where you need to go. And with that, I'm going to leave you with a little XTC from 1984 in their English, 1982 rather, the English Settlement album, a classic album by XTC. We'll see you next week, 9 to 11 right here on KSU for another edition of the 80s Underground. Have a good week, everyone. We'll see you next week. Here's XTC.